The following program is proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.com.au.
Stories Under the Stars. The following story is fictitious. The purpose of this story is to teach important messages, manners, and morals to children in a way many of them will enjoy. The Dove, the Fox, and the Heron. Once upon a time, a white dove built herself a nest on the very top of a tall palm tree in the middle of the wilderness, beside a big river. She laid her eggs in the nest and took care of them until they hatched and little chicks came out. On the very same day that her babies had hatched, a sly fox was passing by the area and heard the news of the dove and her cute little chicks. The fox called her from below the tall palm tree. "Throw down your chicks to me, I'm hungry and want a snack." The dove did not reply, so the fox barked out, "I'm going to leave you for only 1 hour and then come back. By the time I return, if you haven't thrown down your chicks to me, I will climb up and eat you." The fox went on his way, leaving the mother dove scared and worried. Just then, a heron passed by the dove on her way back from the river. A heron is a bird with long legs and a long neck, and it lives near water. The heron spotted the worried dove and flew down to ask her about what is troubling her. The dove explained the situation, and then the heron replied, "I will tell you how to get rid of the mean fox. Tell him, I will not throw down my chicks. Climb up the tall tree if you can. If you can get up here and eat my chicks, I'll simply fly off and save myself." After a while, the fox trotted back to the tall palm tree and barked out to the dove. But the dove was prepared. She told him what the heron told her to say. This left the fox confused. How did the dove know that the fox could not climb? "Who told you to say that?" he asked. "The heron," she replied. After this happened, the fox turned away from the tree and went straight for the riverbank to the heron that foiled his plan. The fox squealed, "Oh heron, where would you point your head if the wind came to you from your right?" The heron replied, "My left." So the fox then asked, "And if the wind came from your left, where would you put your head?" "I would put it on my right," the heron replied. The fox then asked another question, "What if the wind hit you from all directions? Where would you put your head then?" The heron said, "Under my wings." The sly fox was up to something. He then asked her, "How are you able to put your head under your wings? Show me how you do so." Can you see what this tricky fox is doing? Just as the heron tucked her head under her wings, the fox pounced onto the heron. The heron was trying to free herself from the fox's strong grip, and eventually she was able to fly away with only a few injuries. As she flew off, the fox barked out, "You gave the mother dove a way to save herself, but you didn't think about how to save yourself? Don't ever come back here again." The end.
The moral of this story, dear listeners, is that we should help each other. When we find someone who is struggling, worried, or scared, let us be the first to reach out and lend a helping hand. Also, if someone does help us, we should be extra keen to give them help and support, and not place them in hardship, like the dove did to the heron by telling the sly fox about the help she gave her. And so, dear listeners, learn from the heron, who was eager to help the dove out of her very scary and dangerous situation. Always look out for your friends and loved ones. If you think they are scared or worried about something, see how you can cheer them up or ask a grown-up to help you help your friend. Until next time, boys and girls, good night and sleep tight.